Let's go.
They had to make the judgment of who was going to be on the donkey of the day. They chose you.
Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran, donkey of the day for Wednesday, September 15th, goes to an attorney in Texas named Mart Metzger. Now, Halloween is on October 31st. Every year, it's the same date. Hasn't changed as far as I know my whole life, but we have about a month and some change before we get to Halloween. But unbeknownst to me, people like to dress up in Halloween costumes when it's not Halloween. No, I'm not talking about the Met Gala. See, Mark Metzger was arrested. You know what? I don't even want to tell you what he was arrested for because y'all not going to believe me. Let's go to the Charlotte Observer for the report, please.
A lawyer dressed as a horror movie character on a Texas beach said his eccentric actions were just a prank to make people smile. But it also led to the arrest of Mark Metzger, the Galveston attorney some people saw roaming a local beach in a Michael Myers costume. He was cited for disorderly conduct and released by Galveston police. Police received a call Monday about a masked man holding what appeared to be a bloody knife while walking on the beach ahead of Tropical Storm Nicholas. Officers found Metzger dressed as the serial killer from the Halloween movies and put him in handcuffs before determining the blood and knife were fake. Metzger said in a Facebook post Monday night he was still fuzzy on what exactly was illegal.
You dress like Michael Myers to make people smile with all the Bluey costumes were taken? Did you hear that story? Police determined the blood and knife were fake after the arrest. A guy walking around dressed like Michael Myers on a beach with a fake knife with blood on it. And cops didn't determine the knife and the blood was fake until after the arrest. Guess what race it is? Come on, we know. Now, I do a lot of things for my mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. I do a lot of grounding exercises, a lot of grounding rituals, okay? Practice that intentionally, that I intentionally incorporate into my daily life, you know, just to help me feel present and feel a sense of control. People got a lot of different techniques. Some people like to sit quiet and drink their coffee before they start their day. Some people journal. You will absolutely find me barefoot walking around my backyard to ground myself. You'll probably see me hugging some trees. I love fire ceremonies. I love doing things like this on the regular with intention because I need that balance and comfort. But I have never wanted to dress up like a horror movie character and walk down the beach with a fake blood-covered knife, okay? Mark, this is a waste of white privilege. I have got on this radio for years and told white people to use their privilege to combat prejudice. That is a great use of privilege, okay, when you use it to combat prejudice. But to dress like Michael Myers and walk a beach, this is a waste of white privilege. What do you think would happen to my black ass, your black ass, if we dressed like Michael Myers and walked any beach in America with a fake bloody knife? Do you think cops would arrest us and wait to determine if the knife and the blood was fake? Do you think police would even give me an opportunity to explain that it's fake? Black people look suspicious, you know, in America in our own skin. So imagine how suspicious we would look in the skin of Michael Myers. And then when police came, he stayed in character. What does that even mean? Because I don't watch horror movies. I don't pay people to scare me. And I don't like volunteering myself to be scared. But I do know Michael Myers doesn't talk. Doesn't speak at all. So if you stayed in character even when the police came, that means you didn't say a word. Not one damn thing. So you just stood there with a fake knife with blood on it, dressed as Michael Myers, and the police did nothing. They just arrested you. Well, let me not say nothing, okay? Mark spoke on it. Let's go to WKTRK for the report, please.
So when GPD rolled up on the seawall, I just kind of stared at him in character, knife to the side. And then I kept walking, and then one of them whistled at me. It was like, hey. So I stopped there, and they came down the stairs onto the beach. And I'm just standing there in character, and they had their weapons drawn on me, rightfully so. I could see from their perspective. They had their weapons drawn and were like, you know, drop the knife, and, you know, get on your knees, face away, hands behind your head. It felt like a scene out of Scooby-Doo. After he handcuffed me and you pulled the mask off, it's like, I would have got away with it if it wasn't for those meddling Karens. I was cooperative. I understand doing a job. I was like, man, I was asking questions. What was I doing wrong? What was I doing illegal? You know, the guy, the first thing he said to me when he pulled my mask off was, whose blood is on the knife? I was just like, that's a rubber knife, sir. It's a prop. And they just kind of looked at me like, why are you doing this? And I was like, why not?
Oh, the way whiteness works. Dropping the clues bombs for whiteness. I mean, sometimes you just got to disrespect it, okay? Mark said he would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for those meddling Karens. The way whiteness works. He also said, you know, he would have gotten away with it. Therefore, he knows he was doing something wrong. He knows he was doing something he wasn't supposed to be doing. But in the next breath, he said he was still fuzzy about what he had done that was illegal. Yet he admitted, you know, he would have gotten away with it. What are you trying to get away with if you don't think you were doing anything illegal? I don't know. Okay, I don't know why Mark did what he did. But I maintain that white privilege is stronger than Starbucks Wi-Fi will ever be. Okay? Michael Myers ran into police and they drew weapons. But Michael Myers lived to tell the tale. Candyman would have gotten shot. Please give Mark Metzger the biggest hee-haw.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.